Episode 3, Estu and Plove, We Are All Treaty Persons. Hi, Estu.
Hi, Plove. I keep hearing this phrase, we are all treaty people. Mostly it comes from settlers who are trying to be good Indigenous allies. What they mean to say is every human has the same benefits and commitments ever since the 1725 Peace and Friendship Treaty. Well, you only have to look at this government's giving the okay to this oyster fishery in my waters and right by your nesting sites to tell you it's a whopping great lie.
And what about us? Beep, beep, beep. If we were to get recognized as persons, we'd come under this treaty too.
Right on, Plove. Because there's no expiry date on treaties. Our harp friends made that play, 1784, Unsettling Antigonish, and got packed houses for every one of the 5 times they performed it, right here at Town Point. And they had Mi'kmaq folks from Pakenkirk read out the 1783 license that the government gave Anthony Bernard, chief of the Antigonish Indians. And every single condition of that license was violated before the ink was barely dry.
So you mean that even if they'd honored that license in their ruling last month, they still wouldn't have been considering my rights or my peepees? We'd still have to be granted personhood, so we'd all come under this we are all treaty persons they're talking about, right? I want to hear this license.
Well, it's a treaty, really, and it's on record in the Indian Superintendent's Letter Book at the Public Archives. Well, here's a bit of what it says about the Antigonish Indians having rights to, and I'll quote, or to occupy villages and tracts they have improved or settled upon on the river. That's the harbour, Plove. On the peninsula on the western side where the mass house is, on both sides of the river with liberty of hunting and fishing as customary. So then, just 3 months later, this Major George Monk, the Indian superintendent who was the signatory on behalf of King George III, was granted 1,000 acres in Antigonish Harbour.
Ah, okay, I know Monk's Head, and it's not a name to be proud of. It's right by the only nesting sites left to us at the Antigonish Harbour. My piping plover ancestors used to have whole colonies there. Not anymore. So if we were legal persons, we could appeal this latest government decision just like Donald Marshall appealed his conviction back in 1996 for selling eels without a license. Which, I'm pleased to say, the Supreme Court reversed and affirmed the 1760 and 1761 treaties, giving him and all the Mi'kmaq folks hunting, fishing, and gathering rights.
You know, our harp friends created a signing parchment, a whole renewal commitment to peace and friendship, which made it clear the Indigenous signatories who signed the 1725 treaty with their clan symbols, like the turtle, didn't have any clue what they were giving up because they didn't read or write English. It was wonderful to see plenty of Mi'kmaq communities signing the parchment at that recommitment ceremony, like Elder Thomas Christmas, like artist Loretta Gould, drummer Derek Poulette, lands coordinator Paula Paul. Pakenkirk Mi'kmaq Nation now has that parchment in their permanent possession.
So it's all about informed consent, asked you. That's the difference between the 1725 treaty and the 2020 renewal commitment. All these persons who signed their name understood exactly what they were signing. I would have signed with a peep.
And me with a ripple. Well, there was certainly no informed consent with this oyster fishery ruling. Just look how few of those 94 calls to action have come to pass that were presented in the 2015 report of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Number 92 calls for all humans to commit to informed consent to every economic project that they want to start up.
Let's talk about those calls to action next time, especially the truth bit, and what you and I can do. Our harp friends like to say, a healthy community knows its history. Well, you've been rippling away forever and can speak truth to history. So long for now, Estu, and keep on making waves.
So long, Clove, and keep on peeping.